is your name throughout the earth. You've covered the heavens with your majesty. The Lord God is magnificent. And it says he's covered the heavens with his majesty. Because he's amazing, you can see how amazing he is, how magnificent and glorious he is in the world that he has made. Now, the heavens here is another way of saying the sky. You see that in verse 3 when it says, I look into the heavens and I see the work of your fingers, the moon and the sun and the stars. So when you look into the sky, when you look up into space, what you're seeing is what God has made. The sun, the moon, the stars, planets, comets, galaxies. What you're seeing is God's majesty and his glory and his goodness and his power. You're seeing how amazing God is. The world is amazing, but that's because the one who made it is amazing. Now let me show you something that someone made. I have a few things here inside this box. Here's a couple of things that have been made. It's a bird made just out of little bits of paper glued together. So there's one. There's another one here. Looks like it's taken flight, but just made out of little bits of paper glued together, and a slightly bigger one here. And they're pretty cool. These birds, someone has made these birds, taken the time and the effort to paint the paper and tear it up and glue it together and to form it. I think they're really cool and really impressive. But no matter how awesome these things are, they're really saying something about the one who made them. Our son William made these birds. And you can see how clever and how creative and skillful he is, all of which he got from his mother, in those things that he's made. Those things are great, but it shows you how great the one who made them is. Now let me show you something that I made when I was his age. I'm not sure what it says, that he's making beautiful, lovely, delicate birds, and I made a sword out of a fence post and a tennis racket handle. I made this because it was my friend's birthday party and it was a dress-up theme. You had to come dressed medieval theme. And I spent ages turning this fence post into a sword. It used to have these little plastic jewels on it. It looked even more impressive. The day before his party, in fact, I think it was the morning of his party, I finished this sword and it occurred to me, what am I going to wear? And so I caught the train to Mount Cola to go to my friend's party wearing my mum's kilt and this weird puffy white shirt and a sword on the train. It was good times. But anyway, I'm not sure what that says, that I made a sword while my son has made these awesome things. But what's impressive about the thing that has been made is it says something about the maker. And it says something about God who made us to make things. When you look at the world and think, wow, the world is amazing, we should be thinking, God is amazing. But we also read here that no matter how huge and enormous the universe is, mountains and the sky and the galaxies, God is amazing, and even in the little things, you see God's glory. Have a look at verse 2. From the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have established a stronghold on account of your adversaries in order to silence the enemy and the avenger. And that's how amazing God is. You can see it in the epic size of the universe, huge planets and stars. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that picture of the Earth next to Jupiter and then Jupiter next to the Sun, and we're this tiny, tiny little speck. But even the smallest of things speak of God's glory and majesty. Infants and children, and just in case you thought the psalm was actually talking about, you know, those super smart kids you hear about every now and then who finish their university degree when they're 11. It's not that. It says infants and nursing babies. This is Violet, and this is Joshua Webb. They're born a week ago. Out of their mouths, God establishes a fortress and a stronghold that no one can beat. What it's saying is that a little baby cooing or crying, a little child learning to say mum or dad for the first time, the sounds and the laughter a little kid makes is enough to defeat God's enemies. That's how amazing God is. It's how weak his enemies are compared to him. Because life itself, humanity, God's creation and handiwork declare God's existence, declare God's greatness, and no one can beat him. You know, sometimes we're afraid of the world. We're afraid of what they think about us. People might tease us for being Christian. People might not want to be our friend anymore. But the passage is saying a baby going goo, goo, ga, ga is a more powerful and convincing argument than anything the world has. Anything the world says. The smartest atheist has nothing on the tiniest little baby. That's how amazing our God is. And that leads us to our next point. God is amazing that he cares for people. Look at verse 3. When I observe your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you set in place, what is a human being that you remember him? A son of man that you look after him. See, God is massive and powerful. You see this in how huge the universe is. You know, the galaxy that we live in is called the Milky Way, and there are estimated to be 100 billion stars, solar systems, in the Milky Way. We're one of them, 100 billion stars. And most of those stars are bigger than our sun. And so just in our corner of the universe, 100 billion stars, there is an estimated 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. I'm not sure how you know that, but there's 100 billion stars in our galaxy, and there's 2 trillion galaxies. I mean, that's enormous. And notice this passage says God made it with his fingers. The way you might fold a piece of paper or glue something together is how God made the universe. That's how big God is in making everything. But the point is, when you consider all this, you should realize how amazing God is because he cares about us. What is a human being? What is man that you remember him? We're like tiny specks on a tiny rock in a tiny solar system on the edge of an ordinary galaxy, and yet God is our friend. God sees us and he knows us and he remembers us. He listens to us and he looks after us. He knows who we are and what we do matters to him. Now, what God has made in creation is wonderful and is spectacular. But do you know, I have here in this pink box the most amazing thing God has ever made. In here, I have the most amazing thing God has ever made. And I'm wondering if one of the kids wants to volunteer to come up and have a look, but you can't tell anyone what it is. Looking around, it's probably going to be a Johnston. So, yeah, Sophia, why don't you come on up, have a look, but don't tell anyone. You see what the most incredible thing God made is? Okay, you guys want to come up and have a look? In fact, all the kids can come up. Come on up and have a look. It's pretty special. See what it is? It's the most incredible thing God has ever made, and Nathan is unimpressed. It's hard to please a Johnston, if you notice that. Hard to please any kid. Most incredible thing God has ever made. Have a look, dude. See that? Can you see? This is the most special thing God has ever made. Nah. Tough crowd. What I'm showing them is a mirror. The most amazing thing God has ever made is you. Is you. That's what the Bible says. God has made this enormous, spectacular universe. And the most special thing he's made is us. He made people and he loves us. God is amazing because he made us special. So look at verses 5 to 8. The Bible says we're created in the image of God, we're like God, and a big part of the way that we're like God is the job he's given us to do. God has made us special and has put us over the world to rule it like he does, to create things like he does, and to make families and communities like he does. Because look at what he says about us, about humanity, verse 5. You made him little less than God, crowned him with glory and honor. You've made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all the sheep and oxen, as well as all the animals in the wild, the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea that pass through the currents of the sea. God has given them to us to rule. Now, when it says that he made humanity a little less than God, it probably means a little less than angels, and I'll show you why in a second. But God has made humans, people, boys and girls, men and women, special. God says humans are more important to him and more special to him than anything else he's made, than animals and trees and forests and whales and oceans. They're pretty good, but we are way more important to him. And here's the thing. You know how special we are because God remembers us and he looks after us, ultimately, by sending Jesus to become one of us and save us from being punished for doing the wrong thing. God is amazing because he sent Jesus to save us. See, this psalm, in one sense, is about people in general. Humans are pretty cool, is what this psalm says. But the whole Bible is actually all about Jesus. Even the Old Testament is about Jesus. This psalm is about Jesus. Everything in the Bible. We know this passage is about Jesus because the New Testament quotes this passage and says it's actually about Jesus. That was our first Bible reading. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 to 18 tell us Psalm 8 is actually promising us that God won't forget us, even though we forget him. God won't ignore us, even though we ignore him. God is not going to punish us, even though we've disobeyed him, because Jesus came into the world. And when Jesus came as a little baby at Christmas time, gooing and garring, learning to say mum and dad, when Jesus came as a man, lower than the angels, Hebrews 2 verse 9 says, he lowered himself, he humbled himself, he came down from heaven, the God of the universe, he came down so he could love us and save us. The epic, enormous God of the universe, who is so monumentally huge, he's magnificent and he is majestic and glorious, was prepared to become one of us to save us. Hebrews 2 tells us more than that, more than going from heaven down to earth, he tasted death. Verse 9 says, Jesus died to save us. That's how much he loves us. But because Jesus did all of this, because Jesus loved us, became one of us, sacrificed himself for us, then God says, quoting Psalm 8, he is crowned with glory and honor forever. God is amazing, and you see it in creation and how amazing the world is. God is amazing, and you more than that see it in his love for us in Jesus. And so Psalm 8 finishes verse 9. Lord, our Lord, how magnificent is your name throughout the earth. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, you are glorious and powerful, majestic and magnificent. Thank you for making the universe and making it so awesome. Thank you for making us, your people, to be like you. But Father, thank you most of all that even when we had rejected you and sinned against you and disobeyed you, you sent Jesus to become one of us, to know what it's like to be human and to suffer and to die. And thank you that you sent Jesus to save us from sin and death. Thank you that you are the most glorious and majestic and powerful God. How magnificent is your name throughout the earth. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.